Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Often, a nanny has more experience helping potty train than a parent does.
Oh, yeah.
And so a nanny, and often a nanny is with them during their waking hours for longer than the parent is. And so you're working with them more closely to potty train.
Oh, yeah.
And I think being able to offer parents some tips and suggestions.
Oh, yes.
On how to potty train or how you've seen it work in the past. And the longer that list is, I think the more helpful it is, because like we were talking about, each child has a different point where it's good to start them. I think each child has a different path to potty training.
Oh, yeah. What works for one child and what works for your oldest may not work at all for your second child, your third, your youngest. Each child is an individual, and it will be a lot of trial and error. So I know something that's very popular to do are maybe sticker charts. And, you know, it doesn't have to be sticker chart. The purpose is that there is a chart and that you are keeping track with your child, their achievement, how well they've been doing, saying you went to the potty successfully this time. And you, so you can look back and reflect. That's the point of it. And also to get them involved in their pottying journey and to have something to be proud of, to take ownership in. That's right. The true purpose of a sticker chart. But, you know, it can be stickers. It can be things that they mark themselves, like just like crayon or marker. It's really whatever you find reasonable and what your child is into. You can really let their interest kind of guide how you want that to look. I'll just kind of explain how we kind of did potty training with the oldest. So they did over a weekend kind of what they call a boot camp, where they, and this, if you do this over a weekend or if you choose to do this method, you want to plan not to really go anywhere, not go anywhere very far or where bathrooms are not easily accessible. And you have them go every 15 or 20 or 25, usually 15 or 20 minutes. You have them go every single 15, 20 minutes. And after a couple of days, they usually start to really get the feeling of like what that sensation is. And so depending upon how quickly the child picks it up, and that will depend on the maturity, communication level, just a lot of other factors. Is this like a brand new concept? Are they the youngest, middle child? Have they been, you know, kind of viewing what the concept of pottying is, going to the bathroom? You usually, I would say after maybe I don't know, like a week or two of that, of going, you know, you can, after a while, lengthen the time. It can be every half an hour, 45 minutes, as opposed to every 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But they actually put her in underwear, I feel like kind of quickly, probably after about like a week or two, they put her in underwear. But then at nap time and nighttime, it was a pull-up or it was a diaper.
Right.
And I feel like it was a diaper, maybe only for a couple of days, and they really transitioned to pull-ups because they really wanted her to understand that she wasn't wearing diapers anymore.
Yeah.
The place that they wanted her to use the restroom to relieve herself was in the toilet. So, I mean, you can do it that way, or if you're doing pull-ups and you're finding that they aren't really soiling their pull-ups, and if you're finding, I would say maybe like 75% accuracy, or 75% of the time they're not soiling themselves or they're not soiling the pull-up, that would be a great time to transition to underwear. You will never have a time where you are 100% accident-free.
No.
I mean, even really up until 4 or 5, and I've spoken to a pediatrician about this, that they don't have total control over their senses yet. And so sometimes they literally don't know that they need to go to the bathroom until 3 seconds before. And sometimes they just can't get there. Yes. So, you know, it's not always like a careless thing or they weren't paying attention. They didn't want to go. Sometimes literally biologically, they just can't help it. So, and you know, it's a neurological thing that changes as they get older, but you know, that might be something you want to keep in mind as the child is getting older. And if there are like infrequent accidents, if it seems to like kind of come out of nowhere, it could just be attributed to that. But I would say it's kind of a case by case basis, but you want to feel confident that the child understands, like, okay, this is the feeling that I get when I need to go to the bathroom, and that they're batting some accuracy.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.